Now, from Kansas State University, Milk Lines, up-to-the-moment information for today's dairy producer. Here's K-State Research and Extension Dairy Specialist, Mike Brook.
Today I'd like to visit with our Kansas dairy producers concerning our Class 1 base prices versus what people are actually paying for milk in the grocery store. Each year, the Milk Marketing Administrator here in the Central Order does a study looking at the differences in retail prices for homogenized milk versus what you receive under the federal order as a Class 1 price. This data just simply compares what the federal order Class 1 price was versus what the retail prices were in grocery stores as well as convenience stores. They picked 4 different cities to survey, so they survey the milk market in St. Louis, Denver, Kansas City, and Wichita. So as we look at those differences, why do we see those? Well, a lot of it has to do with the average retail price charged in these different cities. Kansas City has the highest retail charge for milk in the grocery store compared to the other 4 cities. Keep in mind that not all of our milk that we produce here in the Central Order is going to be in the jug. A lot of it is manufactured into other products. Do we see some differences in prices charged for milk across the city surveyed? Yes, we do. Some markets elicit a higher price for that milk than others. It also could have to do with differences in retail grocery store usage as far as how they use milk as a loss leader in some situations to attract people into their grocery store. This is Mike Brook with K-State Research and Extension.
Milk Lines, produced by the Department of Communications at Kansas State University. This is the K-State Radio Network.